Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're having the Word of Faith today, and it's good. Pastor George Pearson is with us today. How many days have we talked about prosperity?
Today is day 249.
249.
We'll reach 250 tomorrow.
If you're not prosperous, it's not our fault. And it's not the Lord's fault. We have had
not
plenty
our
of
fault.
Great words.
We have. And you know,
build our faith.
All of the outlines that we have done since the beginning, I was going to say the beginning of time, but
yeah,
from the beginning that we started doing this, they are all available on kcm.org, including these outlines that we're doing here.
I think that's very generous of you, because this is a lot of good sermons right here.
It is. And you know what? We have a lot of pastors that utilize these outlines. Some of them use them for their offering time. Others have had full-blown Bible studies in their church.
Good.
Sometimes I go online and I'll Google 10 Days of Prosperity, and I've found churches that I didn't even know they were doing this, but they had them on their website and told their congregation to download them, bring them to church, and they'll study them. So I think it's marvelous.
Oh, hallelujah.
Just print them, do whatever you want to do with them.
Let us have some good testimonies too.
We need some testimonies as well. Gloria, we're talking about bulldog faith, and I'm so excited about this topic because, you know, even in the time, these 2 weeks that we've talked about it, I can sense myself getting stronger. My faith is getting stronger. We live by faith. We walk by faith.
Right.
And this is the victory that overcomes the world. The Amplified Bible says this is the victory that conquers the world,
here's
our faith.
Here's the deal about faith.
Mm.
It has to be fed.
It must.
It's just like your physical body.
Yeah.
You can go so long, but you get weaker and weaker and weaker, and pretty soon you stop. Faith has to be fed.
That's right.
And that's what you're
doing
with us.
And you feed your faith by hearing the Word.
Mm-hmm.
You feed your faith by watching BVOVN.
By obeying the Word.
Obeying the Word. And you just keep that a steady flow of the Word of God on the inside and
that
then applying
BVOVN
it.
BVOVN is awesome.
Isn't that something?
Yes. How supernatural
you
is that?
You can turn it on anytime and you won't find any doubt, unbelief, trash on there at all.
No.
It is the
by
first, I'll dare say it's the first full faith network in the history of television.
I
don't think there's ever been a 24/7 like that.
That's awesome.
And you can watch it and build your faith in it and through it.
Absolutely. I enjoy it.
So we're talking about this bulldog faith. And just to recap a couple of things, we've learned that bulldog faith is aggressive.
Yes, it is.
You know, the curse of the law is aggressive. So we have to be even more aggressive.
That's
bulldog
right.
faith is determined. I am determined to receive what God has given to me. Bulldog faith is persistent. It will not give up. It will not throw in the towel.
Nope.
It will not quit. That's the kind of faith that just does not quit. Bulldog faith is focused. There is a focus to not being wavering on the Word of God, that we are so single-minded on the Word of God. We don't look to the left. We don't look to the right. We attend to the Word at all times, so it's focused. We talked yesterday about fully persuaded faith and how Abraham was so fully persuaded that what God had told him he was going to be, he was going to be. That whatever he was going to become, he would become. So we must become fully persuaded in our faith and just take that aggressive stand that I'm getting stronger and stronger in faith, and whatever you're dealing with, whatever is going on in your life right now, you get back up on your faith and believe God.
That's right.
Believe God and get strong in the Lord and
faith
in the power of His might.
Faith has to be fed.
It must be.
Or it regresses.
It must be.
It has to be fed.
It must. You just said that. It must be fed or it will regress. That's a very interesting point.
So that's why we believe
you
need to read the Bible every day, because that's where faith is.
Yep.
I read it every day.
I do too.
At least once a day.
Feed on it. We've got CDs in the car. We listen to it at night. We really do have a culture in our family of the Word of God. And we're listening to it. And when something happens, we go right to the Word.
That's right.
Because that's our foundation.
Praise
that's
God.
That's what we need.
It works too.
So today, I want to talk about the command of faith. The command of faith.
Okay.
The faith command. And if we look again at Romans chapter I was over there and I wandered over to another scripture. In Romans chapter 4, and we were talking about this yesterday. We were talking about Abraham, talking about his faith. And in Romans 4:17, well, we'll start with verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end or the result that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to that which is of the law, but that also which is of the faith of Abraham. That's us. That's us, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, or in other words, he believed just like God. He believed just like God, who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were.
Yes.
That right there is a major, major study in faith.
It is.
To call
That's
things.
The main suction to the whole thing
right there. That's right. That's exactly
call
right.
Call it how you want it.
Call it how you want it.
Amen.
If you, like Charles Capson said one time, if you want the cat, you don't call the dog.
That's right.
You got to call what you want.
Hallelujah.
And you do. You declare what rightfully belongs to you. But I did.
And you get that information right out of the Word of God.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Somebody might say, well, I don't know what to say. Well, this is what to say.
Yeah. Yep.
If it's about healing, you find healing scriptures. If it's about money, you find
that's
money
right.
scriptures.
This morning, before I came into the studio, I was talking to Terry and we were making our daily confessions and we were calling things in. We were calling finances into our household. We were declaring that the windows of heaven are opened over us because we are tithers.
That's right.
We were calling in
That's
finances
good.
For the church. We were calling in finances for this ministry. We were calling in all of the volunteers, the workers, the staff that we need to get done everything that needs to be done. We were
Amen.
Calling these things in. There is, again, there's an aggressiveness about faith. We are not of those that back down and back away.
No, we don't.
We don't do that. We are of those that believe. And there's an aggressiveness to our faith. And if you do a study, and we have it right here on your page, Gloria, which all of these outlines, these are available to you right now. You can download them, get them, and follow along with us.
We appreciate that, George. Those are awesome.
The literal Greek of that phrase, calling things that be not, the literal Greek says, calling the things not being as being.
Now, where are you on
That's
your...
number one there number under
one.
A.
Well, you'd think that would be a good place to start. I got it. I see.
Calling the things not being as being.
Mm-hmm.
What is not in your life?
So, let me just ask you this. So,
yeah.
when we call the things that are...
As though they are.
We're going backwards. Unless we want
right.
to keep it that way.
That's right.
I got it.
For instance, you take a person that's dealing with an illness, and they're calling themselves sick.
How are you today? Well, I'm not doing too good. I've got fever. I've got this. I've got that. They're calling things that are
as though they are.
And so nothing's happening supernaturally to change it.
That's right. No, that's exactly right. You just said it. Nothing is happening supernaturally to change that circumstance. You're just calling it the way it is. And really, in calling it as it is, you are fortifying it. You're feeding it.
Oh, yeah.
You're enlarging it.
Yes, that's right.
You're strengthening the wrong thing. That's it, Gloria. You said it. You said it. You're strengthening the wrong thing.
We strengthen healing and not
That's
sickness.
It. That's it.
Abundance and
yep.
not lack.
Yep. Yep. The same thing with finances. Yeah. We don't have this. We don't have that. We look how empty our account is. You're just calling things that are.
People say, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know how we're going to pay the bills this month. I don't know how you are either without faith.
That's right.
But you're not That's without right. faith,
We
George.
Are not without faith.
No, we're not.
So we don't do that. In the RSV translation, the Revised Standard Version, faith calls into
That's
existence
right.
the things that do not exist.
What happened in creation? Light be.
And light was.
Amen.
Faith works that way.
That's exactly how it works.
That's exactly what God did. He spoke into being things that weren't
with His words. It
didn't take
a whole lot
of
words. He just said it.
He just said it.
A few words.
He declared it. And we are to do the same thing.
That's right.
Now, Gloria, I did a study on the word call, and it's very interesting here on point three.
Good.
The word call in the Greek is kaleo, K-A-L-E-O, and it means to summon.
Summon. Oh, isn't that good?
So what is a, for instance, you can use a jury summons.
You can, yes. Come in.
Yeah, you are hereby notified to appear at this place at this time.
That's right.
That's what this summons is. And to summon, it's an order to appear. It's an order to appear.
I was thinking about a kid, a little kid.
Yeah.
And the mother said, "Get yourself in here right now."
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
My mother used to call me. I'd play in the neighborhood. And when it was time for dinner, you could hear her all over the neighborhood. And she'd say, "George, George." She was calling things that weren't as though they were. And I'd come running. You know, it still happens today. I'll be up in my office at the house and dinner's ready. And I hear this voice downstairs, Terry calling, "George, George."
Come on.
So I obey.
Yes, amen.
Things are designed to obey.
That's right.
Our call of faith. They are designed.
This is off the subject, George. But did you know I never had a spanking in my whole life?
Gloria Copeland, really?
I never had a spanking. I was never summoned for a spanking.
You were never.
Hallelujah.
You weren't, Gloria Jean, come in here?
Well, maybe they said Gloria Jean, but I never got a
spanking. But that's about as far as it went. Well, bless your heart.
Because I was such a good kid, you understand?
you worked the peach field.
Actually, I was the only child for a long time in the family, what turned out to be a big family.
Yeah.
And parents have more patience with one than they do five or six.
Well, anyway, funny.
I just threw that in. That's really good,
Gloria. Okay, where were we here? Oh, yeah. Summons, calling.
Summon.
We are calling those things that be not. A summons, in definition, is a legal warning notifying a person to appear in court on a specific date at a specific time at a specific place.
The specific seems to be the key word
here. Specific time, place. Mm-hmm. And when we're calling things that be not as though they were, we are sending out a summons. We're sending a summons. Let's say you're believing for rent, and the rent is $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
And what would happen if you're facing the deadline of that? What you have to do is call those things which be not. You have to summons. You have to order it to come. Rent money, I command you to come to me in the name of Jesus.
Grocery money.
Whatever it might be, we're commanding it. We command you to come. And really, Gloria, this is how it's fascinating to me when I look at the property that we are on right now and the buildings that we have. Everything on this property is debt-free. There is no debt on anything, not one vehicle.
Supernatural
debt freedom. Not one thing. I tell the congregation when we're in church, I tell them, I said, just move around your chair a little bit and just pick up. That's a debt-free chair that you're sitting in. Not all churches have debt-free chairs.
That's right.
They owe on it. Well, all of this is a result of the utilization of faith.
That's faith in action. That's a good way to say it.
And you've been calling things in ever since this started. Ever since you heard Brother Hagin.
Yes, that's right.
Preach. You've been calling things in. You've been commanding them to come. You've been sending out a summons. We command that airplane.
I guess that would be in 67, maybe.
67. It's 50 years next year.
I'm pretty good at calling it in.
You are. You really are.
And Jesus is good at fulfilling it.
He is. And I've seen it take place because, you know, for somebody who looks at the ministry right now, they look at everything that's going on here. I see people, I host people that come here that have never been on this property, and they look around and they see everything that's here. Well, it didn't start that way.
No, it didn't.
It didn't begin that way. When I came, you had just moved the ministry to Lake Arlington.
Lake Arlington.
Yeah. It was the old
country club.
And so I saw it at that point. You had just moved
Old.
Yeah, it was. I remember there was a picture. There was a pool there.
Yes.
And I got here, thankfully, after Doug and Richard cleaned out the pool, your brothers.
You didn't have to do that.
It was pretty, it's a pretty nasty pool. It was like pitch black. And they were the ones chosen to do that. But, you know, I've seen over the years what has taken place. And for instance, we have a dining room here in the executive area of the building. And that dining room reminds me of that building I was in. You could fit that building in the dining room.
Yeah, you could. You could.
Well, see, every step of the way, you guys have utilized your faith for this. And you've called in those things that be not as
that's
though they
right.
were. So that's how it is done, and that's exactly the way God did it. Light be, light was. God spoke Jesus into the earth. He called him in through the prophets, through the Old Testament. And that's how we do it. We do the same thing. Brother Copeland did a series here on property at the church for television many years ago. You are the prophet of your own life.
That's right. That's exactly true, too.
You are the prophet, and you call those things in. You speak to your body. You talk to your body. You talk to your finances. You call the finances in. You make that faith command, and you tell you tell whatever it is, I command you to appear in Jesus' name. I'm sending out a summons to command that car to appear, to command those finances to appear.
You come in the name of Jesus.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. We command that to come to us.
You're getting it by faith and you're summoning it. You might as well get what you want.
That's right.
Because it's supernatural.
And we do the same thing that God does. God gave us the pattern for faith.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look here at point four under A, in 2 Corinthians 4:6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, the word command there in the Greek is the very same word as call.
What did he say? Light?
Light.
Be. And light was. That's right.
And so he commanded
it. We're children of his.
We are.
With his spirit.
We
should
be.
With his word.
That's right. We should be doing the same things
he's
doing. So that word is the same word as call. It means to command. God commanded those things out there to come. And we do the very same thing. Bulldog faith commands things desired from out of the spirit realm into the natural realm.
And does not waver.
It does not waver. We don't have time for this, but let me read this to you. This is point B. We talk about the centurion and the centurion's great faith. And he said in verse 8 of Matthew 8, speak the word only and my servant will be healed. The word speak there, Gloria, is the word in the Greek, command.
That was great faith.
That's right.
It's the word command.
He was telling Jesus to give an order. And he was basically saying, on the authority of the word, of your word, on the authority of your word, I don't need to see it. Your word is the only evidence that I need. That's it.
Hallelujah.
This centurion understood. That's why Jesus
said,
he understood authority. He was a man who was the one that Jesus said, I have not seen such great faith, no, not in Israel.
That's right. Praise.
And why was that? Because he understood authority. He had people that worked under him. He served those over him. He understood the faith command. And that's when he told Jesus, speak the word only, or he was telling Jesus, command the word.
Now that becomes a way of life.
It does.
You know, when
it
we...
It does.
If we have a symptom of sickness or a threat of something coming on us, we command it in the name of Jesus. You get out of here.
That's
I'm not having that.
That's right. Command.
If somebody has a heart fluttering or something, get out of
here.
Get out of here. I'm not having that in Jesus' name.
That's right.
A lack of money. We say lack. You're under the curse. I've been redeemed from the curse.
That's exactly right.
Money come.
Yep.
In Jesus' name.
Yep. That's precisely
people say,
it.
Well, you know, that's so fanatical. Yeah, but it's really nice when it comes. It comes.
It does.
It might be fanatical.
It does.
It is extreme, but it's great.
And if you go to the second page, they've given us the 3-minute mark here. So we'll go to the second page, Gloria.
Time flies when you're
It really goes by. They were having so much fun with this.
Okay, page 2.
In John 14:13-14, I'll teach this in 1 minute. In the New King James, it says, but whatever you ask in my name, that will I do.
Whatever.
whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that my Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, the word ask in the Greek, and we have the notes so you can go into this further, but it means to demand.
Yes. Money, come.
That's it right there.
Sickness,
that's it.
Go.
That's it.
Healing,
that's it.
Come.
She's got it. Demand as something due, claim what is rightfully yours, and call for it. So you could really translate in the Greek this scripture, John 14:13-14. Whatever you demand, whatever you command, whatever you call for and summon and claim and require as your Christian right, Jesus said, I will personally see to it that it is carried out.
Praise God. Awesome.
Bulldog faith is not afraid to put pressure on the word by making a faith demand on your covenant and expecting what is already yours. God will always supply as long as there is a demand.
That is exactly right in the way it works.
So I want us to do this right now. Let's practice this together. Say this after me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command right now.
I command right now.
The finances to come to me.
The finances to come to me.
I command my house to come to me.
I command my house to come
to me. I command my car to come to me.
Hung up on house. The perfect house for my family.
The perfect house for my family.
To come to me now.
To come to me now.
Amen.
Say this, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command my body.
I command my body.
I demand my body.
I demand my body.
To function perfectly.
To function perfectly.
From the crown of my head.
From the crown of my head.
To the soles of my feet.
To the soles of my feet.
I do this based on the Word of God.
I do this based on the Word of God.
With long life will He satisfy me.
With long life will He satisfy me.
And show me His salvation.
And show me His salvation.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I take it.
I take it. Now,
glory
Gloria,
to God.
What I just did is what we do.
Yeah, we do.
This is what we do all the time. I did this morning with Terry. We were commanding, we were demanding, we were sending angels out there to go get it and bring it to us. The faith command is real, and that's what bulldog faith does.
Bulldog faith. Bulldog faith works. Bulldog faith doesn't let go. You get your teeth in and you keep it. Satan says, you're not going to get it. You say, I already got it.
That's good.
In Jesus' name.
That's right, Gloria.
Well, it says, believe you receive it when you pray, not when you see it. Believe you receive when you pray.
Amen.
Take it when you pray.
Amen.
You can drive it. You can live in it. You can spend it.
That's good.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.